Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, appreciate you guys joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring you them today here on the C2P platform, where we got a Big Ten standout, Dave Steinmetz from Purdue. He's going to be kind enough to join us. We're going to talk a little football and what he brings to the table. Originally started his career at Rhode Island, tall, athletic kid, and excited to get him on the show. But with that said, Dave, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. We had a little technical difficulties prior to you coming on at our regular scheduled time, but we appreciate you calling back in. What's it like knowing in probably about a month your teammates are going to begin spring ball and you're preparing for pro day?
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me. I know, right? It's kind of different not having a spring ball for once and just actually training. I'm looking forward to what Purdue does next year. They got a great coaching staff over there and a great young core that's going to help them out a lot next year. And I'm excited for myself, you know, just training and seeing my what happens in my next chapter of life.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, have you always had this size? I mean, I think what you're about 6'8", 6'7", about 315. I mean, I know you didn't probably spurt up late, but I mean, did you always have that from a very young age?
Yeah, I've always been one of the bigger, throughout growing up between my friends and everyone else. My mom is 6 foot. My dad was about 6'4", 6'5", so it's runs in the family, I guess.
Definitely runs in the family. Yeah, you, and then obviously that, and you even extended above and beyond your parents. So what, let me ask you this. I mean, what point in your athletic life, Dave, do you kind of start trending towards football, and when do you kind of start finding yourself playing on the offensive line?
Basically in high school, picked up football again, was playing basketball at the time too, and realized I was a little bit too aggressive for basketball and decided football was my calling. And then from, basically as soon as I started playing football again, my coach in high school just had me on offensive line. We had some quicker, smaller guys that worked better for the defensive line at the time. So.
And then the rest is history. Once again, Dave Steinmetz here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft to this young man as he goes through the process. It's a busy time for all these young men. Pro days, private workouts, scouting combine. He's training now at Exceed Sports Performance and Fitness. We'll talk a little bit about what he's doing there as well. And if you guys want any more of this show, you know he's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop about everything about Dave that you're going to need to know moving forward. So you start your collegiate career at Rhode Island, stand out, and then you end up moving to Purdue. What was that transition like?
It was definitely a hectic time. Wanted to take my education to a next step. I wanted to take football to a next step. Knew I could play at a bigger level. I decided I wanted to leave Rhode Island and then just basically put my name out there, started looking at other schools, and I found Purdue. And they basically had everything I was looking for.
Nice. I'm curious. Arriving at Rhode Island, did you have other offers coming out of high school? And then once you arrived, because you just mentioned as well, you kind of knew that you could play at a higher level of collegiate football.
Right.
When did that kind of set in too as well, when you kind of like sitting there going, I think I got this down pretty good. I think I could, jump to the Big Ten.
Right. Coming out of high school, I didn't really have the grades or the exposure to go to a, Big Ten school like Purdue out in Indiana. So it was basically go, do a prep year or go to Rhode Island. And I just pulled money and chose Rhode Island. And then probably it's my senior year. I had another buddy of mine, former teammate. He played left tackle, actually. And he did the same thing I did and left and went to Georgia. And he's playing for the Redskins. So, watching him go through it and knowing his ability, I decided I could do the same thing. So.
Yeah, definitely. And now you're a month away from pro day and all the fun part. You get to wake up every day and train. I'm sure that's an exciting time. It's a great process, a busy process. Let me ask you this question. I mean, what point of your collegiate career do you kind of get thoughts of playing in the NFL? I mean, I know that's everybody's intentions usually. I mean, if you're playing on Saturday, you want the opportunity for Sunday. But, I mean, how do you kind of recognize? I mean, are your coaches telling you, your teammates? I mean, scouts popping on campus asking about you. Kind of how does that start to sink in that, you know, besides getting your education, you're going to try to make it in the NFL?
Right. You know, this has been the dream growing up. So kind of walking into college, you know, I knew I wanted to take it as far as I can. But then, you know, I had coaches come up to me and say, you know, you have a really good shot at the next level and stuff like that. And, you know, you would see scouts sometimes on campus. But, again, that's part of the reason I left. You know, I wanted more exposure and you know, just get my name out there and whatnot. So leaving Rhode Island helped me a little bit with that.
Definitely, and it worked out for you very well. Once again, Dave Steinmetz here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and college football with the Purdue standout, formerly of Rhode Island, making his path towards the 2018 NFL draft, and he's training at Exceed Sports Performance and Fitness. What's it like since you've arrived there? How long have you been there? And, you know, talk a little bit about, I guess, how much you've changed physically since you've been working out.
I've been going to Exceed for a few years now. I know the guys really well there. It's close to home for me, so it's nice, easy staying at home. But, you know, it's just, you know, it helped the time I was at Purdue, training there with that really great strength staff I had there. And then just, you know, developing even further, getting back home and training with my trainers back here at Exceed. So it's definitely, it's a work in progress, but it's getting there.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, I mentioned in the show, I see 6'8", I see 6'7". I've seen you as high as 322. I've seen you as low as 305. What's your actual height weight right now?
So when I went to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, I was 6'7 and a half, 322.
Yeah, there you go. Well, those numbers worked out then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's fantastic size. And obviously, I mean, the NFLPA game, I wanted to get into that, but you mentioned it. I mean, you know, getting any all-star invitation is fantastic, but, I mean, you had to be pretty jacked knowing that, you know, NFL scouts and teams were going to eye you up for an entire week, and then you get to kind of mingle with some of the top prospects as well. What was that whole experience like going out to Los Angeles?
It was incredible. It was, you know, an honor to be even invited. But, you know, getting your name out there and, you know, getting face-to-face with some of these scouts and actually talking to them, I think it makes a difference in the long run. Also getting, you know, some actual NFL coaching from, you know, the O-line perspective, picking up new things. So, you know, as I say, putting your toolbox. So.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, any challenges going out there? Did they do anything? You know, sometimes they put you in a different position or they're, you know, trying to trick you, not trick you, but, you know, sometimes they're lacking somewhere. They want to see you at other things. Or did they just kind of play you normal out there?
No, I actually went out there and started at guard. Never played guard in my life, but, you know, that's one of the things you need to have at the next level is the versatility. So played pretty well at guard for my first time, and it was kind of exciting to, you know that I can do that. So.
Yeah. Dave, that's why I asked the question, because I know a lot of you guys go to these games, and the next thing you know, you used to be an edge rusher, now you're playing, you know, defensive back or something. It's just one of those crazy things, but that's part of the process. I ask every single guy that's always come on our show, I mean, if you're in the film room, you're with some of these NFL scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those home run qualities where they're just going to say, hey, Dave, we got to use a pick on you?
One thing I think they'll like is my speed, as well as, you know, my flexibility. You know, you hear a lot of scouts say, you know, usually with big guys, you don't have one of the boat or one of the other, but, luckily I was blessed with both. So I think my durability, my actual ability on the field, will help me in the next level.
Definitely. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, is there anything that we need to mention to teams that are listening in? I mean, sometimes it's the offense that you run where you couldn't showcase. Maybe you pass block more than run block. Maybe you're a team captain. Maybe you're a film junkie. What are some of the things that these guys won't necessarily see on tape, but if they listen into this interview, they're going to be able to find out?
Maybe just some of the extra off-field work that we get, you know. watching film with, whether it's with coach or just, you know, the rest of the O-line, picking up, you know, what your opponent is putting on film and how to adapt and just make sure you're the best you can be on, you know, Saturdays or Sundays.
Definitely, definitely. And like I said, you're on your way, man. You're doing a lot of hard work. And I know Shane and Sean are taking care of you out there doing what they got to do. And I'm sure it's an exciting time. As like I said, I mean, you only go through this process once. For you, I mean,
right.
Looking back, I mean, what I get, you know, I mean, there's probably Boilermaker fans out there listening. So I want to touch base a little bit on, you know, your collegiate stuff. I mean, you know, your time there. I mean, I guess your favorite win you had and maybe the one you regret not being able to win.
Well, my favorite win would probably be either Indiana, bowl eligible. And then probably my second favorite would be the bowl game itself. It was just an incredible experience to go out there. One of them I would have really liked to win was Rutgers, back on the East Coast, you know, the one closest to my home. But, you know, we went into the game pretty confident, but just didn't get to pull it out. So.
Yeah, hey, man, that happens. Once again,
right.
Dave Steinmetz, the standout Purdue offensive lineman here on the C2P, talking a little bit about what this young man brings to the table and why he could be protecting your favorite NFL quarterback in a short amount of time. Before we let you go, we always like to wrap things up with some off-the-wall questions. Would you like to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's see what I got.
All right, now you're out there, you're training in Exceed Sports Performance and Fitness. You got Shane Davenport, you got Sean Smith. The two main guys out there. If you could reverse roles and work one of those two guys out, who are you going to work out and kind of put through the pain train and see them sweat a little bit?
That's a tough question. Can I say both?
hey, this is your show, Dave. Go ahead. You can pick both, and now you get. Now, what are we going to do to them?
I would take both and just put them through everything they put me through. Maybe not necessarily now because they want to keep me fresh and want to keep me good for pro day, but just, you know, throughout the time. And, you know, they've treated me great, though. They've made me a lot better as a player I am today. So pretty thankful for those guys. But.
Nice. And I believe Nick McBeth, the Holy Cross linebacker, is working out there too. Is that correct?
He is, yep.
All right. Now, we're going to have him on later, Dave, and you get the opportunity to kind of maybe be on top of this. Now, he'll be able to squirt you back, but you get the first missile of the shot. Anything I can tease him about when he comes on the show later tonight?
To tease him? I don't know. Maybe just get his weight up, you know? So it's someone going back and forth, you know, who can, you know, weigh the most and get the most weight, so.
Excellent stuff. And how about your head coach, Jeff Brohm, out of Purdue? Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And do they would they do it in front of him, or would they not do it in front of him?
No. Coach Brohm's a great guy, really laid back. So, if anyone could impersonate him, I think they would in a heartbeat because he's one of the most brilliant minds of football I've ever met. So.
Awesome. Great compliment, man. Well, Dave, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate you calling back in after we got this thing figured out. And I knew it was my fault. I had you and Nick scheduled at the same time. Usually it doesn't allow you to even do that for some reason. It actually scheduled two shows at 4:00, so that's why I couldn't get through. I saw you call in, but I couldn't call in. But with that said, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, stay blessed, and best of luck to you on your pro day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Purdue standout, Dave Steinmetz, and a very athletic, long athletic kid. And I'm so glad he kind of touched base on the NFLPA game because you folks who listen in, you know, that's one of the biggest invites a collegiate kid can get, especially as a senior, going out to Los Angeles a week-long face in front of scouts. They've seen you practice. They get that practice tape. And like I mentioned, a lot of these guys, especially on the line, they kind of like switching these guys around. So, you know, he got to spend some time at guard and, you know, put a little versatility into what he already does well at tackle. So if you want more of Dave, you guys know the drill. You just simply type in Dave Steinmetz, Purdue at Blog Talk Radio or at iTunes. The show will pop up and then we'll be featuring his college bio at collegetopro.com. As always, we appreciate you stopping by to C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.